Morgan Gallant, MORGANGALLAND, 5/20/90, date of birth, today's the 7th. Morgan is a 32-year-old young lady, single, has 3 children. She works for an internal medicine physician as an MA. She turned out positive for COVID 2 days ago, is on Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, vitamin D, and aspirin. Patient wanted to make sure she doesn't have any evidence of pneumonia. Also has been having some leg pain and arm pain, and she's concerned about possibility of DVT. She's also had palpitations, some tachycardia with her COVID, and dizziness. Wants to make sure there's no other issues or problems going on with COVID, and she's very concerned about long COVID. Medication level, thyroxine and Zyrtec. Medical problems, thyroid problems, cervical cancer, secondary to HPV. Thyroid nodule, rheumatoid arthritis, not taking any medication, surgery, C-section, tonsils. Last period now, ETOH occasional, smoking none. Patient lives with her children. Her kids are with her mom at this time. Family history, diabetes, hypertension, COVID immunization, none. She's alert, she's awake. She weighs 183 pounds, 99%, 97, 16, 90, 123 over 86. Heart positive, positive 2 lungs, pure bronchitis, but clear abdomen soft, TM slightly red, posterior pharynx is slightly red, neurological non-focal, lower extremity shows muscle tenderness along with the upper extremity, shoulder, and deltoids bilaterally. Assessment number 1, COVID-19 positive. Number 2, patient has had Rocephin Decadron injection 2 days ago at her clinic and also is on Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, aspirin, vitamin D, and Mucinex, period. New paragraph, no sign of DVT in the lower extremity. New paragraph, chest x-ray shows no pneumonia. New paragraph, palpitations, because of palpitation, we looked at her heart, no evidence of no clots or any other abnormality noted. Next number, quadrant ultrasound is within normal limits in face of dizziness. Next number is abdominal ultrasound looks normal, including gallbladder, which was done for nausea. And patient was told to continue with current medication. Come back or go to the emergency room if develops chest pain or shortness of breath. Finish meds at home. Continue with aspirin for 2 weeks. If patient has any questions or comments, she will call us immediately. Thank you.